This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friends, Scott Hannon here.
Let me reintroduce myself. Gone for a couple of days, and it's never fun to be gone, especially for a funeral, to say goodbye to a loved one. And I had to rearrange a couple of dates to be out in Washington, D.C., planned to be there for like 4 days. I ended up packing a lot in two so we could get back and go to town. Everybody there is talking about North Dakota having a chance to affect so many things related to the future of this country, like a Supreme Court justice or two or three or more, and the balance of power in the United States Senate. A lot of focus on that race between the incumbent, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, and the challenger, Congressman Kevin Cramer. A lot of energy about it. People just want to talk about it. It's amazing. So there is going to be a lot to cover between now and the election in November, that is for sure. It is High Five Day, National High Five Day. Todd, high five to the best talk show partner on earth. There, right there. Give yourself a little virtual high five. I'm in Fargo.
You're high-fiving
Bismarck
yourself
today.
In there, or what are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to high five towards Bismarck.
Oh.
Trying to do that, yeah. I'll actually be in Bismarck tomorrow, so I'll give you the physical version of the high five. And,
well, how about that?
Yeah, exactly right. I'm going to head up to the University of Mary after the show tomorrow. They have a big, and I mean big, and I mean capital B-I-G, big announcement tomorrow at 11:30 at the University of Mary. And I know the secret, but you'd have to, you know, I don't know what, pry it out of me. Can't tell you. So it's really a big thing. It's fun. It's neat. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. So tomorrow will be Bismarck University of Mary. Looking forward to that. I'm curious, folks, who you'd like to give a high five to. I just gave one to Todd, and I have another one here. Todd, you can throw one back this way. But since it's National High Five Day, what when you hear the term high five, what do you think of? What pops into mind? What do you you can answer that question. Like when I hear high five, I think of. Or, hey, I want to give a high five to whatever. But I think we ought to do it. We have a lot of guests today on the program. So I'm looking forward to chatting at the bottom of the hour with Matt Ramsey. He is the president of Energy Transfer Partners. Have you seen the price of oil? We should actually get it up on a little ticker, Todd, and you can give me a ding, 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 ding when it hits 70 because it's close. It broke 69 this morning, three-year high yesterday. So the price of oil is doing well, which is great for the wonderful state of North Dakota, for sure. And, you know, mineral owners and shop owners and you name it. It's, you know, people who rely on funding from government, a lot of good there. I like the private sector wins more than anything. The great prosperity it provides and families that it feeds in so many ways. So it's a neat story, and no doubt about it. So we'll talk with Matt because, really, there's a $3 to $4 difference. Imagine that. We pull out 2-3 million barrels. We'll have a new record in a month or so in North Dakota, all-time record for, you know, the million-plus barrels of oil that come out of the ground every single day in North Dakota. And because of the Dakota Access Pipeline, on every single one of those one-plus million barrels, making our way to the next plateau of 2 million barrels, there is, you know, more than three, less than four, but a lot of money per barrel. $3 to $4 per barrel difference in our pocket because of the Dakota Access Pipeline. That's really incredible when you think about what's happened. So we'll get an update on that project, tied that to the price of oil. I'm going to chat with Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform. It's tax week. The tax bill is passed. Very interesting dynamic in the Senate race. You have Kevin Cramer saying, we did it. Here you go. Look at all the folks that are benefiting, different companies every day talking about the impact it's had, people seeing a difference in their bottom line, and Senator Heitkamp is saying it's terrible, it's awful, it's horrible, and singing a doom and gloom story about the amount of dollars added to the debt. Will it add money to the debt? If the economy grows 0.06% more as a result of this tax policy, she is proven wrong. 0.06%. We'll talk to Grover about that coming up on the show today. And I love all of you, our fine listeners. So I want to talk a little bit about wellness today on the program. We don't talk about wellness a lot, do we, Todd? I mean, I guess we do once in a while. You talk about different, you know, your incredible weight loss effort was a wellness thing. So around the edges we do a little bit. But I have to tell you, I have had an incredible difference in my own family as a result of the wellness that comes from hot springs in your backyard. Not the kind, you know, like that are natural, but the kind you put there with a hot spring spa. So we're talking about wellness today. There's a big customer appreciation day going on at the hot spring spa. So I asked Vince Webker to talk a little wellness today on the program and talk about that company. They're a good one. So, and they're in Minot, they're in Bismarck, they're in Fargo, they're in Grand Forks, they're in Devil's Lake now too. So all that coming up on the program. In the meantime, when I say high five, you say what? When I say high five, you say what? You ready to call us now? 228-0550. Nice and slow. 228-0550. Just like your radio dial there on the legendary 550 KFAR. 228-0550. You're listening on AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO 1090, boom into the pocket, or KLTC and 1460 on your dial, wherever you're listening. The mothership, K-Fire, the whole team, we appreciate you very much. 228-0550. High five. Who gets one? Who should have one? High five, what do you think? Texter says, the following. High five, Heidi. Oh, they're thinking about that. I that didn't cross my mind. Did that cross your mind, Todd? Another, high five. Heidi, yes, exactly right. Another, welcome back. Thank you. Very kind of you. Another saying, did you know KFYR is not broadcasting on iHeart? Second time in the past 2 weeks. Anything can be done?
We'll check into
news,
that.
Todd, or is that the real deal? Todd's checking into it.
Well, and texters are correcting you on the phone number, and actually both are kind of correct, 1-800-228-0550, but if you're calling 701, it's 2580550. So
thank you. Clearly, I haven't said the number for a couple of days. 800-228-0550. All right. Somebody just sent us a photo of a monkey giving a high five. Even a monkey knows what a high five is. Absolutely. High five right there. It is National High Five Day, so we thought we'd, you know, talk about high fives and what you think about when they come to mind. Actually, I'm almost embarrassed for the campaign apparatus around Heidi Heitkamp. I heard her say herself that she considers it irritating that people said she high-fived Chuck Schumer. She said that at the Democratic convention. It's just it's annoying, and it's just because it's not true. And they rounded up a partisan news organization to claim the fact check that it was a high-five. But that's just sad. If you really have to argue that a high five isn't a high five, when anybody who sees what happened on the Senate floor, in case you missed it, a vote on a very important bill to a lot of North Dakotans, the pain capable bill, which means basically at 20 weeks, a baby can feel pain. So the House passed legislation that said, we're going to draw the line there. We know by science, a baby feels pain in 20 weeks. So we're going to draw the line there and say you cannot end the life of a baby in its mother's womb after that point. She voted no. 10 seconds later, and I watched it all with my own eyes live, Chuck Schumer looks at the vote, you know, in the little book there, comes around from the table, sees her, and goes over there like, all right, way to go. Comes in with his high. I mean, he like was walking into it with the high five. And she brought her hand up to his. That's what I call a high five, isn't it? I mean, literally, do they think we are that stupid? I guess they're banking on you being that stupid. So when they do really dumb things like that, what choice do you have but to recognize that it's National High Five Day and maybe we can educate her? Just a little bit on that very point. But you don't have to think about that when you think about high fives, but I think most North Dakotans will now because of the incredible political misstep of Heidi Heitkamp to think her reaction like that to an issue so important to the core of so many people in this great state would be something that we'd think was okay. And she could explain it away. Really, really sad. No other way to cut it. Really, really sad. So anyway, it is National High Five Day. Who do you want to give a high five to? Can I give a high five, Todd? I know I gave you one already. I'd like to give another one. Wednesday night, I was on the air Wednesday when my father-in-law passed away. I made a very brief mention of it. And I went home Wednesday night. Was it Thursday morning? I can't remember. Anyway, it was Thursday night. And you know how you put the garbage bins out, and sometimes if you put them in the wrong place or you have the wrong things in them, you get a little nasty gram dumpster. Mini little dumpster, you know, the garbage cart. You know what I'm talking about? It's a fancy garbage can now, but they'll put the little nasty gram on that. Have you ever gotten one of those, Todd?
No.
You've never got a nasty gram on your garbage can? Well, I had one, but I want to tell you why.
Sir probably threw it away. Claims, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
That no spray application is pretty darn important. And nobody knows the spray application like the folks at High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment. Those Apache self-propelled sprayers, see them new and used online at highplainsapache.com or stop and see them in Mandan, Frontier south of Fargo as well. High Plains Apache. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. They'll take good care of you. Ask them about that ET Egg Center, too. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. So to finish my story, the little garbage cans on wheels, the canisters, if you put them in the wrong spot, if you don't have the right things in them, you get a little tag. And so, you know, they're black. When you come home, you see an orange tag on it. You go, oh, what'd I do? And I haven't gotten one for a long time. It used to be the recycling police were on my case, and now they smartly have, you know, have the easier recycling. They're all in one bin, and it's just much easier. So more people recycle. There's a novel concept, you greenies. Anyway, so I pull in, and I see the orange tag on the garbage can. What have I done? And I go out there, park the car in the garage, and come back in and pull the carts in. And they'll usually write a little note or check a box on what you messed up on. And there was a comment, part of the orange tag, and it said, sorry for your loss. Isn't that unbelievable? That little random act of kindness right there, so kind, so wonderful. What a neat touch from, in this case, a city employee, sanitation engineer, garbage truck driver, whatever they're called, to do something that kind. Obviously, a listener and was kind enough to, you know, to do that. Just unbelievable. So there's my high five to that that person that was kind enough to think of us at that time. And there's a lot of people out there that like that, that are like that, that just go about their life doing little kind drops here, there, and everywhere. Recognize them. It's pretty cool. It really is. So he's got my high five. Who has yours? 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Or you can text us with your questions or comments, too. Mine is 367-2054. Todd's is 226-8503. And we are getting flooded now with people who are listening to us on iHeartMedia apps on their phones. So this tells us the other fella needs to what, Todd? Reboot? Refresh? Like, no. What should he do?
Well, how do you know it's a fella? Or do you know who it is?
Good point. I don't. I'm sorry. I'm horribly sexist. I just assumed the person who was having a problem with technology was a man. And that really is very...
I just restarted and should be fine. But, yeah, I tried it on both my iPhone and my desktop. Since each runs in a different encoder, one could be working and the other not. And
when all else fails, shut it off and turn it back on.
Yep.
Fixes 90% of the problems. Right there. Right there. Boom!
Exactly. That's why I believe in naps, because it's just a human reboot.
Texter says, I had a note on a garbage can saying, please don't feel more than what two people can handle. So I left a note and said, sorry, my wife took the garbage out. You blamed it on your wife. Yeah. Please don't fill it, I guess, with more than what two people can handle.
Yeah.
Voice text. Not exactly working on
it. I know who that was, and knowing his wife, I don't doubt that.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Dustin from our team also has a little advice for you on the technology thing. Make sure your phone and apps are updated. Not all apps update automatically.
True.
You'd be amazed at how many people don't go into their app store and update their apps. I'd be one of those people, by the way. And when I go in there, there's like 9 million of them that say, you know, update, 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 update. And you do it, and it goes. Michael McAdams has sent us a note here. He is the regional press secretary for the National Republican Senatorial Committee. He says, hey there. Kind of a cool way to begin an email, wouldn't you say, Todd? Hey there.
Sure.
Today's a big day for Heidi Heitkamp as it's National High Five Day. We broke that news on this program. We knew that already. National High Five Day. Heitkamp, of course, gained national attention after she celebrated voting against banning late-term abortions by high-fiving Chuck Schumer, which earned her the nickname High Five Heidi. High Five Heidi's sickening vote on the five-month abortion ban wasn't the only time She's chosen to stand with Washington Democrats instead of doing what's best for North Dakotans. Heitkamp has made a habit of voting no on the issues most important to voters at home. Heitkamp voted no on tax cuts for the middle class. That was a bad one. Which is the worst of this group, do you think? She opposed cracking down on sanctuary cities. That's a newer one and really a head-scratcher. She's repeatedly supported Obamacare. Still on that train. That one probably is the longest defense. Because remember, she got elected saying, you know, that Obamacare deal, I'll go there and, you know, I'm going to fix that. I'm not just going to go along with those guys. And Michael continues, and she was the deciding vote to keep the harmful BLM methane rule in place. Folks might not remember that one, but that's, I call it the flaring rule because it was Obama regulations that could have been overturned with something called the Congressional Review Act. Wonderful piece of legislation that says, you know, if they ram something through at the 11th hour, we can go back and look at it and see whether it makes sense or not. And so there was a vote to repeal all those Obama-era regulations. Now, mind you, that wouldn't have then been the Wild West of regulations. Because what happened at that point is the state rules, which already were in place and already were better, governed flaring. And they had targets and all kinds of things going on. Heidi Heitkamp could have been the deciding vote to do something she claims to be bipartisan and say, yeah, you're right, Obama regulation. She didn't even agree with the regulation. She claimed. Some of them said we could do it a different way. Voted against it. So Michael goes on to say, so if you see High Five Heidi today, give her a high five because it's the last time she'll enjoy National High Five Day as a U.S. Senator. And then he's got a quote in here. They have quotes, you know, there. This is, I wonder how many newspaper articles we'll see this in today. Should be in a few.
Good point.
North
Are you
Dakota voters.
Oil? I got my hand on the dinger. It's 69 plus and climbing.
I'm counting on you. I want to hear the ding when it hits 70. He finishes, North Dakota voters will be the ones high-fiving each other this November after they send High Five Heidi and her liberal record into an early retirement. During her time as a senator, Heidi Heitkamp has repeatedly supported Washington Democrats instead of folks at home, and that is nothing she should celebrate. Michael McAdams. All right. I'm glad they know it's High Five Day. National High Five Day. Yeah, wanted you to know. So I've given some other high fives, and I'd welcome you to do the same. You can keep those coming text-wise, and we'll let you know what's going on there. We've got a couple of guests coming up here in a few minutes, including Matt Ramsey from Energy Transfer Partners to talk about, speaking of $70 oil, you know, it's nice to have $70 oil. It's even nicer to have $4 of that that previously was discounted back in because of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Big difference for North Dakota. Big.
You're more listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
On your mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Grover Norquist is going to join us in a little bit. Grover of America's Tax Reform. I was there yesterday, spoke to their Wednesday group, and I'll talk a little bit about that next hour in Washington, D.C., but one of the things they were watching very closely was a vote in the Senate yesterday on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau decree on auto loan financing. And by the way, the Republicans are really just focused on this regulation issue, repealing a whole host of the regulations. This particular one, very important to car dealers. And, I mean, years of work and lobbying to get this fixed. And they had a vote in the Senate yesterday. Heidi Heitkamp voted against it. She voted against it. Just heard from someone, the auto community, an auto dealer, car dealer, basically said, you know, this is like a kick in the teeth to us. And it passed, but you find out who your friends are in deals like that. So, pretty amazing. Todd, what's the price of oil at this very moment? We have a ding ready to go when it hits 70. And Todd is watching it very close.
69.22.
3-year high yesterday. And inching towards 70 today, we're keeping an eye on it. Why does that matter? Well, it matters for so many reasons. One, I'm sure you saw the news this week about the budget proposal of Governor Doug Burgum, who, by the way, I want to just say, we'll talk with the governor in the coming days about the proposals that they've laid on the table. But does anybody else see the value in having somebody that used to have conversations about budgets with Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer, the head of an iconic company known as Microsoft, shaping the budget future for North Dakota? Just think of the skill set there. Never have we had that kind of a person under the hood saying, here's what we need to do. I think it's wonderful. It's not fun. We're talking about 10% cuts to big agencies, 5 to small agencies, but it happens every single day in the real world. Government just operates on its own little universe over there. More often than not. So I think it's great. But the price of oil, and also how much we keep of the price of oil, has been dramatically impacted by the Dakota Access Pipeline. Matt Ramsey, president of Energy Transfer Partners, joins us today to talk a little bit about the pipeline, how it's doing, how it's impacting things. Matt, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
So you're seeing what we're seeing, oil inch to $70. First of all, just your reaction to that. What's, this 3-year high yesterday and what's happening with the prices continuing to move in that direction? How do you see that?
it's great for our industry. I think everybody will feel a little bit of pinch in their pocketbooks from gas prices, but for an oil-producing state such as North Dakota, it's a very dramatic and good thing. I looked at some statistics on North Dakota the other day, and I think the Williston Basin is coming back to record levels again. I think close to 1.2 million barrels a day. And, not to toot our own horn too much, but we think we've played a pretty significant part in that and creating, capacity takeaway from state of North Dakota all the way down to the Gulf Coast of Texas, where the demand for that light sweet crude is.
Yeah, and you don't have to toot your own horn, because a lot of people are tooting it for you, as well they should. I mean, it's a huge investment that is paying off. And I mean, I've heard it from Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council, obviously probably the person that speaks the most for the industry on behalf of the industry, but also individuals at the various companies, that say, look, because of that, now we can have, look, 1, 2, 3, 4 more rigs there. We can hire that many more people there. Their whole balance sheet changes as a result of that. Because they have what they didn't have before. Explain that to a novice, if you will, on why that is making the difference it's making.
Sure. And by the way, I want to give a little bit of a shout out to Ron. I mean, he is quite a spokesman for the industry in North Dakota. And the audience ought to play pretty close attention to what Ron has to say, because he is kind of speaking the truth up there. But Anyway, kind of back to your question, from a perspective of an oil producer, the oil business is really pretty simple in terms of being a commodity driven business, and so obviously when the price of oil is down, it's squeezes the margin, because just like any other businesses, you have fixed costs that are there regardless of what you do, and then you have variable costs that go with the demand for equipment and things like that. So in an environment like we're in right now, where you have $69 barrel oil price, gives you obviously quite a bit more margin than it does at something less than that. And what Dakota Access has played into this thing is from a producer standpoint, he not only has the cost to produce the barrel of oil, but he's got to get it to market some way. And prior to Dakota Access coming into service, I think the last statistic I saw at its peak, there were 12 trains hauling crude through North Dakota. And at the last look I saw, there was one, and that was really taking crude from the Williston Basin to the West Coast. But the important point to make there is right now the Dakota Access Pipeline is probably hauling about a third of the crude out of the basin, but it's doing it at a far less cost to those producers. So when the producer has to pay less money to transport that oil to the markets, that just obviously gives him more money to put in his pocket. And typically what that producer will do, will help offset his capital cost, and so that allows him to drill more wells. And while that number may be, let's say $2 to $6 a barrel difference, doesn't sound like a great deal of money, but when you add it all up, it's a pretty significant sum of money that goes back into the ground. And of course, that just begins to exponentially change everything, because the tax revenues start to grow from that, jobs start to grow from that, wage earners spend more money out there. So it's really a kind of a wonderful thing that kind of spreads through the economy.
You mentioned about a third of the oil in the Bakken right now is coming out by the Dakota Access Pipeline. What is the difference between what you're carrying now and what your capacity is?
I think we're carrying somewhere close to 470,000 barrels. By law, we have to have some flexibility in that number in terms of what we can book, and with certain additions to capital costs, we can, I think, take the pipeline up to a maximum of 570,000 barrels per day. But what we've seen, and I'll take you back to the end of last year, is we've seen almost 20% higher volumes on the pipe on like the third quarter versus the fourth quarter of 17. And that's before you really began to see this kind of steady rise in oil prices. So, you know, the first quarter of 18 kind of kept pace with the last quarter of 17, but we continue to see those volumes grow out there. There's, you know, there was frankly some pent-up demand out there. People were not drilling the wells that they had planned until there was takeaway capacity, and particularly takeaway capacity at a lower price to them.
Where is the oil going?
You know, with the Dakota Access Pipeline, we really have two delivery points. We can deliver the oil into a hub in Patoka, Illinois, and that really is a hub that takes then, you know, the oil off of our pipe and onto a hub where it goes to other pipelines and can go to the Midwest refineries in there. But the majority of the oil is going all the way down to the Gulf Coast of Texas. It terminates at a facility in Nederland, Texas, which is just to the east of Houston, about 60 miles. And Nederland, Texas is kind of a bright star for us. It's the largest onshore storage facility in the world above ground. So it's terminals. A lot of people would think of those as tanks. They're called terminals, but we store oil there, and we can store up to 28 million barrels of oil in that facility. And then we move approximately 2.5 million barrels of oil in and out of that facility every day. So most of it's going there. We put it in the terminals there for the particular shipper or customer, and then he removes that oil from those terminals, and so it's segregated there and then moves to wherever they want, typically to a refiner somewhere on the Gulf Coast. Now, in addition to that, Scott, and I know if you're probably aware of this, we also have a pipeline we're building called BioBridge, which goes from that Nederland facility over to Lake Charles. And then we're in the process right now of building an extension of that pipeline over to St. James. So eventually we'll be able to take North Dakota sweet crude all the way from North Dakota all the way down to St. James, Louisiana.
And that sweet crude is something that's at a premium now, that especially that you can get it to market easier, right? I mean, it's in demand, is it not?
Absolutely in demand. And, you know, there are certain refiners. I mean, if you could see our facility in Nederland, this would be a clear picture to you. But if you can just envision what you would see typically when you look out across the landscape and you see just a multitude of those tanks out there, it's actually segregating those crude barrels into those tanks. And these customers are very, you know, they're very particular about wanting this sweet Bakken crude kept at you know, unblended with other crudes and keep that high gravity oil in there and exactly what the customers want, exactly what they want going into their refineries.
Fascinating to see this unfold. Is it happening quicker? I mean, is this unfolding quicker than you thought it was? I mean, you know, you mentioned quarter over quarter growth. I mean, obviously there was a demand for this. We see that now, but is it more than you thought it might be?
It's probably right where our expectations were. We you know, when we announced building the Dakota Access Pipeline, there were a number of other projects that were also announced in there, and credit to our commercial team, we drove pretty hard and
amazing story. Hold tight if you would, Matt. We'll finish on the other side of this break. Don't go away. More after this, folks, on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's Farm Equipment Retirement Auction in Bowman on April 20th includes a John Deere 8320R tractor with only 400 hours, John Deere 1895 air seeders, combines, tractors, semis, and tandem grain trucks, hay and planting equipment. These and hundreds more items you can bid online or live at Pfeiffer's Bowman Auction Center on Friday, April 20th. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's Machinery Auctioneers, 877-700-4099 or view at Pfeiffer's.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Clean, beautiful coal. We celebrated on this program. The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is another one that celebrates that. They are wonderful partners of ours here on the program. So we celebrate homegrown energy. What does homegrown energy give us? Power. But more than just power, power you can depend on. Affordable, reliable, families, businesses, North Dakota, Minnesota. The history of clean coal in North Dakota is really a neat story. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. National High Five Day, so make sure you high five somebody today. And then you can say, what did we just do there? Well, that was a high five. No, it wasn't. That was a handshake. No. That was an inartful, kind of a meeting of two hands. You can find lots of different descriptions out there. On what exactly defines a high five, but there's a whole website about this. HighFiveHeidi.com, as a matter of fact. Anyway, check it out and make sure you high five somebody today. A little shout out for somebody. More of our chat with Matt Ramsey. Matt is the president of Energy Transfer Partners, and they were a big partner and the developer behind the Dakota Access Pipeline that is up and is operating. before the break, we were talking just a little bit about whether this is ahead of your expectations. You said it was pretty much what you thought. But what does the future hold here? I mean, is this, there's obviously a push to get to 2 million barrels a day in North Dakota. That's a goal. You know, the governor said, I think very, you know, I don't know how to describe it, but in a bold sort of way to say, okay, industry, what are the roadblocks to 2 million barrels? What is preventing, is it infrastructure? What are the pain points that we need to deal with that are, you know, blocking you from getting to 2 million? Let's deal with them. Let's take them on. And the industry at first was a little like, what are you talking about? My God. And now they're more and more embracing it. So, I mean, obviously 2 million is coming. Who knows when that comes, but what do you think the future holds here?
Well, Scott, I mean, when I said this pipeline is meeting our expectations were very high for Dakota Access Pipeline. We always felt like the Williston Basin, one of the greatest basins in the United States, and it's proven out to be just that. And so, you know, you have a great group of producers up there. Frankly, I think you had a state that was very much in favor of getting this pipeline project in place. And unfortunately, we had a few that took it upon themselves to protest it, and with the help of an administration that didn't support infrastructure, were able to delay the full commercial operation of the pipeline for some 7 months. But now that's in place, we couldn't be more excited about it. We couldn't be more excited about doing business in North Dakota. It's, from a pipeliner's perspective, it's the place that you want to be. And, we think that things, are looking up there in a big way. I think that basin will continue to grow. And again, with lower costs to transport that oil out of the basin, there's more incentives for those producers. So, again, our expectations are very high, and it's meeting our expectations. So we're excited about it.
You mentioned that sad chapter of, a really well-coordinated effort with the, eco-terrorists taking advantage, as you say, of a friendly administration. What I know for a while you were seeing, similar attempts at least to get something going in other states and where you had other projects going. What's the latest on that? Has that calmed down, or do you see that still in other places?
No, it still goes on in other places, and not quite with the energy that they had at in North Dakota with that camp. And the great irony in all this is, they do this in the name of environmental safety, and as you all clearly could see up there, at the end of the day, this pipeline, as is with all pipelines, pipeline is absolutely the safest methodology for moving hydrocarbons known to man, and it has been for a long, long time. And to protest that, when in fact you're displacing what we just talked about, instead of having to rail crude out of North Dakota, you can produce it by pipeline in a safe manner, which is much more environmentally conscious than doing it either by truck or by rail, where the spills are of magnitude. There's just great irony. And then to paint us as someone that was anti-environment, we're anything but that. I mean, we couldn't be more pro-environmental. We're as concerned about the environment as anyone. And, you saw the carnage that was left behind, and it was not very far from being an environmental disaster for Lake Oahe right there. And but for the good works of the Army Corps of Engineers going in there at the very end and getting that cleaned up, it could have been a disaster. But I just, a lot of times I just kind of scratch my head and think about the pure irony of all that. It's just unbelievable to me.
Do you think the chance of something like that happening again is a lot less because of a lack of a friendly administration like the Obama administration was, and the foot dragging and sort of wink, wink, nod, nod all along on trying to help delay that? Do you think something like we saw that was a one of a kind, or do you fear that could happen again?
I do think it's less. I see what some of these protesters do in the name of environmental activism, and you know, we've had protesters come on to our pipeline sites and try to cut into the pipe to turn valves and you know, just again, there's just great irony in these people that think they're doing this in the name of protecting the environment coming in there and causing things that are just
very telling, actually. Thankfully, and hopefully it's a chapter in the past. Unfortunately, we're out of time, Matt. I always appreciate our conversations, and I'm so glad things are going as well as they are as we continue to inch up on oil price. Thanks so much, and all the best to you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Garrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.